to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Voice Response, New Configuration and Trace Tool. Today's presenters are Yuqin Fu and David Liu. Yuqin is the L2 technical team lead for several software products in the IBM application and integration middleware, including WebSphere Voice Response. She has been working with customers for product support on WebSphere Voice Response since 1994. David works in WebSphere Level 2 support and supports multiple software products in the IBM application and integration middleware division, including WebSphere Voice Response. He has been working with customers in WebSphere Voice Response since 1999, and before then worked in the development team for the product. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Yuqin and David.
Good morning, everybody. This is David Liu. Today's main topic will be the WebSphere Voice Response for AIX version 6.1, Verbi Configuration and Trace Tool. In addition, we'll also briefly discuss the new 6.1 release itself as a lead-up to the main topic, and then we'll finish off with a review of the IBM Assist On-Site Support Tool. Next slide, please, Joseph. Today's agenda will cover the following. We'll cover the new release of WVR version 6.1, including items needed to ensure the product stays current with specific products, the new features including the configuration and trace tooling, and features that have been removed from this version. We'll then go into more detail into the new tooling and go through some of the main configuration panels. Lastly, I'll explain the IBM AOS tool and how it can be useful for both customers and Level 2 support when diagnosing problems. We have a lot to cover in a short space of time, so I'll move quite quickly. Next slide, please. WVR 6.1 was officially released on the 25th of September and is now compatible with the releases of AIX version 6.1, CB2 version 9.5, Java version 1.6, and also VXML and CCXML updates. Next slide, please. For AIX version 6.1, WVR is supported to run on maintenance level 3. AIX supports 64-bit operations. However, WVR is built and runs in 32-bit mode still. What has been updated to allow 64-bit operation are the device drivers for the supported voice adapters, DTTA, DTEA, and DTNA, and also the booktrap fax card. For VB2 version 9, WVR is supported to run on FixPack 4. The install process has changed from previous releases of WVR. Installation of DB2 is now a separate process and must be completed prior to the installation of the WVR code. The license must also be formally accepted during the installation process. Next slide, please. WVR is supported to run with Java 1.6 SR3. It is not included as part of the installation package and must be downloaded. WVR only requires 32-bit JVM support as there was little performance advantage gained when running in 64-bit mode. It would also require additional dependent components to run in 64-bit mode. Support for SR7 is expected in 2010. Next slide, please. Updates have been made to the VoiceXML and CCXML browsers. For VXML, minor changes were made to increase compatibility with the W3C version 2.1 specification. CCXML now supports the final working draft level spec from January 2007. This will mean that some application code changes will need to be made to allow the application to support the new specification. Next slide, please. This page contains a list of additional hardware that WVR 6.1 would now run on. Note that the D20 drawer has limited availability. For customers with existing hardware, it may be possible to run WVR 6.1 if it is capable of running AIX 6.1 and meet the hardware resource requirements. Next slide, please. Let's now go over the new features. These include support for IPv6 now, the new Verbi configuration tool, support for Verbi alarms into the base WBR error reporting mechanism, and the new info center. Slide number 9, please. Go into more detail. WBR 6.1 now supports IPv4 or IPv6 network addresses or dual stack mode. Use an IPv6 address in a VXML document. You would need to enclose the address in brackets as shown in the example below. This change will also impact other components within WBR, such as SIP addressing, the Verbi configuration, and VXML, CCXML document references. Slide 10, please. New configuration tool is called DTJIC and will aid the administrator in configuring the default.cff file and also enable trace and log settings. Yushin will go into this in more detail later on. Slide number 11, please. In previous releases of WBR, all the Verbi alarms, warnings, and errors were written to log.n.log binary files. This made it difficult to diagnose and understand the errors as they had to be formatted manually and were not easily available in real time. Support has now been added into WBR 6.1 so that major Verbi messages are now handled within the base WBR alarm mechanism and errors will be reported within the WBR error log and in some instances the AIX ERRPC output file. Slide number 12, please. The latest release of the documentation is now available in Info Center format. This allows users to easily search across all the WBR pubs and allows for hyperlinks between the pubs. The Info Center is available from this URL. For those who prefer Adobe PDF files, they are still available for download. Slide number 13, please. Okay, we'll now cover the functionality that's been removed from this release of WBR. The DTXA hardware was already withdrawn and has not been available for some years now. 32-bit device drivers were not able to be converted into 64-bit mode as the development team did not own the code. The DTA adapter is still supported, but there is limited availability of this card. Therefore, existing DTXA customers should consider a SIP gateway-based solution if they are considering moving forward. The VXML 1.0 browser has now been removed from this release, and any customers running version 1.0 applications would need to migrate them to conform with the version 2.1 specification. Support for WebSphere Voice Server version 4.2 via the Verbi plugin has now been removed. What this means is that existing WBS version 4.2 customers who have VXML applications will have to migrate to WBS version 5.1.3 or 6.1.1 or use an MRCP version 1.0 compliant speech vendor. Customers who have speech-enabled Java applications will need to migrate their applications to use VXML version 2.1 instead. This concludes the currency updates and the new and removed features of WBR 6.1. I'll now hand over to Yushin Fu to go through the next section.
Thank you, David. Joseph, please turn to page 14. As David mentioned earlier, one of the new tools shipped with release 6.1 is DTJIT. This tool is part of the Verbi component for the product. It provides the interface that's similar to the AIX sysadmin tool SMIT or SMITI to provide the configuration for the Verbi runtime and also provide the interface for the admin to control the tracing and the output log setup. In addition to the configuration, this tool also aims to
implement the best practice and avoid any potential problem, we receive the report from customer, and also the user-friendly interface will make the trace control more user-friendly, and there's no more command that the sysadmin have to enter to capture the trace data. Joseph, please turn to page 15. In this chart, we're going to discuss further about the benefit to use DTJ IT for configuration. Before this tool, all the configuration has to be done by editing the ASCII file with VI or other editor. And the tool provides the interface to avoid the task from manual editing to skip any potential editing problems. It also hides the concept of the JDN and node and application. As you probably remember, it is required to define the different components in the right sequence. Otherwise, the configuration cannot be set properly. We need to define application at the top of the file before we define the node. Sometimes this kind of requirement could be confusing to new sysadmin. And with this tool, the sysadmin does not have to know the concept. We just need to define each group from the interface separately. In addition to that, it also provides the help key to list all the description about that particular parameter, including one example to show what we could put into that configuration. Therefore, the sysadmin does not have to go search the documentation or search other existing file to have the exact parameters to match the syntax. Another helpful key from the Smithy-like tool is the list key. Some of the parameters we only have a predefined list of options, and this key will let the user to select from the valid list. Finally, it provides a validation check whenever you complete each panel and also when we are ready to create the final output file. This will avoid any potential typo or syntax error. Joseph, please turn to page 16. On this page, we're going to discuss a little bit further on how to run the program. This program is set in the path of DTJHome/native/AIX. It is part of the path for your WebSphere voice response login user path. Therefore, we can type in the command from anywhere in the system. And during the configuration, we do not need to finish the job at one session. For example, we probably have information to define the application. We can save that information and go search for the definition for voice recognition and come by later. All the intron data is saved in the Java serialized object file, vrbecfg.ser file, and we can always select the option Show Status to see what we have defined so far. And the user does not need to know where is that SER file, because we can always check the detail from the program. And when we complete all the required definitions, The final step is to generate the ASCII output file vrbecfg.cfs. With that file, if you have any special or additional change to be made, we can always use any kind of editor like VI to make the additional change. Otherwise, we are ready to put that configuration into service. The detailed commands are listed on the page. We just need to go to the directory, copy the file to default.cfs, and run the command dtjconf. That will conclude the configuration update, and your new definition will be in service. Joseph, please turn to page 17. On this page, we're going to review the top panels from the program. Under DTJ configuration, we have 6 configuration areas and also 2 control actions. The 6 configuration areas are general information, speech services, application, TEL, URL locale, CTI, and HTTP server. The 2 control actions, the first is generate the vrbecfg.cff file. The other option is to show status. We will check into more detail in the next section. Joseph, please turn to page 18. First, we're going to check the general information panel. This panel is required to have the Verbi configuration. We need to complete both of the fields for IP address and locale. For IP address, the default is set to localhost, and that will work for the typical configuration. Joseph, please turn to page 19. On this page, we include the screenshot from the program to show you the DTJIT for speech services. For speech services, we have 2 groups, one for TTS, one for voice record. We will check more detail in the coming pages. Joseph, please turn to page 20. For the speech services, we have 4 panels for TTS and the same 4 panels for ASR. We can add a new service. We can change and show the existing definition. We can delete one of the services. We can also show the current summary. And the summary output is listed in the exact syntax and format as the default.cff. Joseph, please turn to page 21. This page, we're going to describe what's required to define a TTS or ASR service. We need to provide the name, and we also have the field for you to type in the description for reference. We also require you to enter the technology. For release 6.1, the DTJIT tool provide the list of WVS underscore MRCP or NUM underscore MRCP for TTS or ASR technology. Since these 2 are the only valid options, user can press F4 or list key to see and select from the list. The next required information is locale. Joseph, please turn to page 22. As we mentioned earlier, the technology option only have two valid choices. Therefore, we can press the list key or F4 to see the output. And this page shows us the screenshot on the valid option. Joseph, please turn to page 23. This is another example of the function key, F1 or help. For example, if the user is not clear about the format or exact detail required for the URL, we can press the help key to see the exact description. And as we can see, it also includes a complete example of, and also one example for IP version 6. Therefore, all the information is available on screen for the user to complete the configuration job. Joseph, please turn to page 24. This is the last option panel for TTS or ASR. We can select the show summary to see what we have defined so far. On the screenshot, we can see that we have defined the TTS service with all the required information. Joseph, please turn to page 25. In the following pages, we are going to discuss the definition or setup for applications. WebSphere Voice Response supports three types of applications: VXML, CCXML, or Java. And from the top panel, we can see the two options to control call routing. The first one is the number to application mapping, or what we call num to app. The second option is to select the failover application. And as any other configuration, we also have a summary panel. Joseph, please turn to page 26. On this page, we list the general setup for all the application parameters. For all applications, we have to define the name, the description, and also a new parameter called maximum simultaneous calls. And for both the VXML and CCXML, we need to enter the fully qualified URI. And for Java applications, we have the option for you to enter all the parameters required to set up the Java interface. Since the maximum simultaneous call is a new parameter, we will describe that in more detail in the next two pages. Joseph, please turn to page 27. This page lists the required parameter for VXML application. For the fully qualified URI, we must have the protocol definition, including the keyword either HTTP or FILE. And if for any reason there is typo or user missed those keywords, then the validation check when you complete the panel will list the reason for the error. For the maximum simultaneous call parameter, this asks the user to enter the estimation of the maximum number of concurrent calls we expect to receive to this assistant. The program then will use this number to do the best practice estimation by adding 30% extra to create the application pool. If the application pool is greater than 30 application instances, then the program will also automatically put that into separate application node and created that for you automatically. Therefore, user does not have to worry about how many application instances in one node and how many nodes I need to set up so I can answer the maximum number of concurrent calls. Joseph, please turn to page 28. And this page shows the parameter required for telephony URL locale setup. As we mentioned earlier, if the user is not sure about the format or their detailed requirements, we can always press help or F1 key to see the details. Joseph, please turn to page 29. This is the page we can use the DTJIT to set up configuration for CTI. It provides the interface for user to set up the Genesis framework or the legacy Colpass V6, Genesis V6 configuration. Joseph, please turn to page 30. This page is the setup for the HTTP server. By default, a typical WebSphere voice response Verbi environment does not require this parameter. Therefore, it has the default set to no. And it has only one parameter, and we can use the interface to set up that port information. Joseph, please turn to page 31. As we mentioned earlier, one of the benefits of the tool is to do validation, make sure the information is valid for syntax or the best practice. This is an example of the validation check. As we can see from the screenshot, it outputs the reason of the error that because we have not set up the proper none-to-app mapping before we can put this into service. Joseph, please turn to page 32. This screenshot shows the successful final step to generate the Verbi cfg.cff file. As we can see, it also referenced the complete path of the file. So we can start from here, do the file copy, and run dtjconf to complete the configuration. Joseph, please turn to page 33. This page is a recap about what we need to do to finish the configuration with DTJIT. As we can see, the tool will generate the vrbecfg.cff file. We just need to copy the file to default.cff. And if any change needs to be made, like if your system has any special requirements, we can do it now. And then we can run DTJConf to complete the job. Joseph, please turn to page 34. This page wants to highlight the best practice will be implemented automatically. Therefore, new sysadmin does not need to know all the good practice to avoid potential problems, and even experienced system admin can let the system to take care the mask to set up the proper number of application instance in separate application nodes. And we list the details on this page. For example, we will limit the number of applications to 30 per node. And also, there will be no application configured under the VR node to avoid the potential problem we receive PMR from many customers. Joseph, please turn to page 35. In the next few pages, we are going to go through the DTJ IT for the task of setting up the tray and control the output log for Burpee. First of all, sometimes we need to check what is the current tray setup. Right now, we have to view the ASCII file, and the system admin may not know the exact path to find those ASCII files. This tool, we can always use edit to see the current setup. In addition to avoid the manual editing of the file, we do not need to run any commands, therefore no need to memorize or find that document from the WebSphere voice response publication or email from support tech. And when it's time for us to disable the trace, we just need to press the option disable. Therefore, it's one key operation. After that one key, everything's complete automatically. And with this setup, we do not need to stop the Verbi application. We can let the production continue when we capture the data or trace required for IBM support. Joseph, please turn to page 36. On this page, we list the three options we can see from the log and trace services. We can edit the Verbi trace setting, we can edit the Verbi log setting, and we can also press one key to disable all the Verbi traces. Joseph, please turn to page 37. On this page, we're going to check the parameter for the Verbi trace setup. The first one is trace mode. We have two valid options. Mode 3 is Verbi only. Mode 5 is redirect the output to the WVR base trace. And once again, with limited valid options, we can press F4 or list key to select. The second one is trace level. The minimum is set to 2, and the maximum is set when we select the number 9. And user does not need to remember all the detail. We can always press the help key or press the list key to select from the screen. The next parameter is the trace output location. By default, it will generate the trace file in the DTJ underscore logs directory, and if for any system admin reason we need to change that, user can set it up here. The last parameter for the trace setup is the maximum disk usage in megabytes. Some customer has concern about the trace and the file space usage. And with this parameter, the system admin only need to define the maximum space required for the total trace output. We don't need to worry about how many trace files and how big is each trace file. Joseph, please turn page 38. On this page, after we complete the parameter setup, the user can select the key do. All the update will be saved to the trcserv.ini file first. Then the program will run all the required commands. We don't need to know the command, but the system admin can see all the progress, just like the AIX MITI tool. We can see all the progress, and when it completes, the trace will be started. And for reference, we can find the dtjit.log file to see when a trace setting was changed. Joseph, please turn to page 39. And this page is for the Verbi log setup. We only have two parameters. One is the location. One is the maximum disk usage. And once again, if anything's unclear, we can always press the help key to see the detail. Joseph, please turn to page 40. This page describes what happened when the user selects the do to make the change. All the trace settings will be written to dtj.ini file. And we also can check the history from the dtjit.log. But because this will change the open file and also change the setup for a running program, we do need to restart Verbi for this change to take effect. Joseph, please turn to page 41. This is the last option for the trace and log control. Disable Verbi tracing. After the user selects this panel, there will be a confirmation prompt. After the user confirms, all the required commands will be executed automatically, and it will be set back to the default of 2, means no tracing, and we do not need to stop Verbi. The application can continue to provide service to the caller. Joseph, please turn to page 42. I would like now turn back to David Liu to describe or review the IBM support tool assist on site. David?
Okay. Thank you, Yuxin. I'm now going to go through an overview of the IBM assist on site tool. AOS is a live, real-time remote assistance tool that runs on Windows and allows a customer to share their desktop with an IBM support engineer. It is also secure, and any data that is sent is encrypted. AOS aids in the debugging of problems and can reduce the time it takes to resolve the problem. Users have the ability to chat to the support engineer during the session, or the session itself can be set in a view-only mode, whereby the user controls all aspects of the session, or it can be set in a shared control mode where both the customer and the level 2 engineer can control the desktop. Slide 43, please. AOS requires users to be able to access the relay server. A session cannot be initiated if the system in question cannot access the server. The following URL checks multiple servers to see if a connection can be made from the system. Slide 44, please. Once the test completes, you should see a page similar to this. This page indicates that the machine was able to connect to all available AOS servers. This is only a test. The AOS tool itself will attempt to connect to a server in an applicable region. 945, please. These are the steps that a customer and a level 2 support engineer would go through to initiate an AOS remote session. Step 1, a PMR should already have been opened and some form of contact already been made and a decision to use AOS has been agreed. Let's say that level 2 now calls the customer to start a session. Then in the next step, the customer will submit a request to use AOS using the supplied URL. Level 2 will supply a one-time unique connection code that is used to complete the form. The customer is then asked to download a small plugin called IPMAOS.exe. In step 5, the customer then decides what connection method to use, chat, shared view, or shared control. Slide 46, please. Assuming shared view or shared control is used at this time, level 2 will now see a view of the customer's desktop. Customer and level 2 support can now communicate interactively and can analyze the system together and review logs or perform tests in real time. This can save a lot of time, especially if large logs need to be uploaded for offline review or if the customer is missing something visually on the screen that a trained eye might spot easily. Either party can terminate the session at any time. Once the session is terminated, an optional customer survey form asking questions of the usefulness of the AOS tool will be presented. This is a very brief overview of AOS. Slide 47, please. So, to summarize today's presentation, the latest release of WVR version 6.1 was discussed and highlighted the AIX, DB2, and Java currency updates. We discussed the new features, including support for IPv6, the Verbi configuration and trace tool, and the new Verbi alarm subsystem. Yushin then focused on the Verbi configuration and trace tool and went through the main panels and how it can eliminate user errors when manually configuring the files. Customers do not need to know the JVM node application hierarchy. Tool also implements some best practices when creating the configuration file, which can help eliminate resource issues. The removal of features such as support for the DTFA adapter, the VXML version 1.0 browser, and the WBS version 4.2 Verbi plugin was discussed and what steps existing customers would need to take if they migrate. Lastly, an overview of the IPM SysOnSite tool was given, and the highlights here are that it allows a live remote analysis to be performed by Level 2 support in conjunction with the customer. It is secure and uses a one-time connection code. It can be more efficient in debugging problems than with the other traditional means. Slide 49, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education System consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage customers to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Slide 50, please. Okay, I'll now hand control back to Joseph for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eugene and David, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Brad, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have had no responses.
Thank you, Brad. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.